Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle. Good morning. It's Double T. It's time for Don't Sleep on This Stuff with Steph. Steph, like, she sometimes is behind on stuff, so she likes to share to make sure you're not behind and you miss out on unfun things.
Absolutely.
Which is great.
And I'm early on this one this time.
I know, which
I'm
is
excited.
Awesome. Which is awesome. What are we talking about today?
We're talking about Flannel Jam. Too.
Flannel Jam is tomorrow.
Tomorrow. I can't believe it's tomorrow already.
I know. This is going to be awesome. I'm so excited. So talk a little bit about your experience at Flannel Jam last year.
Last year, it was cool because it's an all-ages show,
right?
As you know, so you can bring the kids.
Yeah, talk about that because I know some people are a little concerned about bringing their kids to the casino.
And I did. And I brought my girls last year. Their dad helped build it. So I thought it would be a cool opportunity for them to come see some live music.
Yeah.
And then kind of see a building that their dad helped in build.
Right.
And, you know, they're both underage. They're not going to be going into a casino for any time soon.
For a long time, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a nice way to kind of to see something like that too. But the kids get to come in strictly on that Hard Rock Live side.
Right.
They can see the machines kind of from the room that you're in.
Right. And if you're in the concession area
or going to like the restrooms and stuff like that. So if your kids are anything like mine, they're going to be like, whoa, those are really big video games.
Right.
And that's about it.
Yeah.
But it's a good time. The seats are really intimate.
Yeah.
Like, and yeah, it's a good time for you and the kids. It's a cool way to kind of walk around and check out some cool memorabilia in the Hard Rock Live while you're seeing an awesome show and supporting good causes.
Yeah. The in the concession area, the little lobby area of the Hard Rock Live, when you walk in, it's pretty much a Cheap Trick museum.
Yeah.
In there.
I was going to say there's a lot of cool Cheap Trick memorabilia in there. And if you didn't get to go to Rick's Picks, a little bit of his in that museum.
Yeah.
It's really cool in there. Like there's some Budokan stuff, I think, in there. There's some stuff in there for you Beatles fans.
Yeah. It's really cool. And what about the fact of not knowing the artists until they hit the stage?
That's
how'd
exciting.
You feel like
that? Yeah. It's cool. Cause then they come out and you're like, oh,
right.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then
it's a nice little surprise. It's a pleasant surprise.
You know, last year we had Tommy DiCarlo, the singer from Boston.
With a cool little super group.
Yeah, a little super group and doing acoustic versions of songs that have never been played acoustic ever. That
ever.
Was the very
yeah,
first
and the cool
time.
Thing was that is like my teenager, you know, everything is too cool for school, but right. To see her even singing along, like being surprised that she knew some of the songs.
Right, right.
Like, I don't think she thought she was going to know anything and, you know, it was awful because she's teenagers.
Yeah, yeah.
But she had a good time. So if a teenager, if you have a moody teenager in your house, they will have a good time too, I promise.
Yeah, I mean, and there's enough room in the aisles in your seats that you can get up and dance if you want.
Yeah, you're not like shackled to your seat. You can kind of get up and dance, move around a little bit. But it's still an intimate show.
Yes. Very, very cool. So Don't Sleep on This Stuff with Steph. Flannel Jam. Tomorrow night out
fun
at the
for
Hard
the
Rock.
Whole fam.
Thank you to Lawn Care by Walter, Sens Radinsky Insurance, and Anthony Alexander Diamonds for doing it. Tickets are on sale now. You can get them at the door. You can get them in advance at Ticketmaster.com. Hopefully we'll see you out there. It's Rockford's home for classic rock, 96.7 The Eagle.